This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with 8 a.m. news. The headlines first. National Assembly passes resolution to combat technology-facilitated gender-based violence. Nepal calls for greater climate support, secures 1.29 billion rupees Green Climate Fund grant. Education Ministry approves integrated academic calendar for universities to streamline higher education activities. And U.S.-Iran indirect talks in Qatar end without major breakthrough. Now, the news in detail. The National Assembly yesterday unanimously passed a resolution calling for stronger policy, legal and institutional measures to prevent and control technology-facilitated gender-based violence and ensure women's rights and access to justice. The resolution also requires the government to strengthen implementation efforts. During discussions on the resolution, Minister for Women, Children, Gender and Sexual Minorities and Social Security, Sita Badi, informed that the government has prepared a concept paper to formulate an integrated law to combat gender-based violence. Following the endorsement of the resolution, National Assembly Chairperson Narayan Prasad Dahal directed the government to submit progress reports on the implementation of the resolution to the upper house every 3 months. He also instructed the concerned parliamentary committee to monitor its implementation regularly. Meanwhile, responding to lawmakers, Foreign Minister Shishir Khanal clarified that the government has not signed any agreement with any country or on uranium exploration in Mustang. He assured that any future decisions would be consistent with the Constitution, Nepal's non-aligned foreign policy and the principles of Panchasila. The foreign minister said the government remains committed to resolving outstanding Nepal-India border issues through diplomatic dialogue based on historical evidence. Likewise, Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation, Khadakraj Paudil, said low passenger demand has prevented regular flights at some airports, including Sundarali Airport in Calicut, adding that the government is working with airline companies to improve air connectivity where feasible. In a separate ruling, National Assembly Chairperson Narayan Prasad Dahal directed all concerned ministers to respond in the National Assembly to issues raised by the members during the urgent, zero, special and provincial concern sessions, stressing the government's responsibility to address parliamentary concerns. Likewise, during the zero hour of the meeting yesterday, National Assembly members drew the government's attention to various public issues. They called for timely government responses to questions raised in the parliament, relief and compensation for flood and landslide affected families, restoration of electricity services, protection of rights of displaced landless squatters, among other issues. The National Assembly is scheduled to meet again at 1:15 p.m. today. The Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers has directed all three tiers of the government not to use mobile applications to scan official government documents. According to a circular issued by the Office's Information Technology Division, the measure aims to strengthen digital security and protect the confidentiality of government records. The office warned that third-party mobile scanning applications may store scanned documents on external servers, increasing the risk of sensitive government information being exposed. The circular states that safeguarding the confidentiality and secure archiving of official documents is the responsibility of every government office and public official, and emphasizes that the directive is intended to protect national security and data privacy. Minister for Agriculture, Forest and Environment Geeta Chaudhary has called for greater international support to help Nepal address the impacts of climate change. Addressing the 9th ministerial meeting of the United Nations Economic and Social Commission for Asia and the Pacific in Bangkok, she highlighted the challenges facing Nepal and urged the international community to ensure climate justice, while also calling for better market access for environmentally friendly products from least developed and mountainous countries. On the sidelines of the meeting, Minister Chaudhary held discussions with senior UNESCAP officials and the Bangladesh's Environment Minister on strengthening cooperation in climate change, biodiversity conservation, disaster risk reduction, and climate finance. Meanwhile, Nepal has secured a grant of approximately 1.29 billion rupees after the Green Climate Fund Board approved a four-year climate resilience project for Karnali province. The project will support ecosystem restoration, climate-resilient livelihoods, community-based early warning systems, and institutional capacity building with a focus on forest-dependent and climate-vulnerable communities. The Ministry of Land Management, Cooperatives, Federal Affairs and General Administration had sought clarification from 23 local governments for failing to present their policies, programs and budget for the fiscal year 2083-84 within the deadline. In a letter issued yesterday, the ministry has directed the concerned local governments to submit within 3 days the reasons for the delay, the current status of their budget preparation and the schedule of their upcoming municipal assembly meetings to facilitate timely budget approval. The Ministry of Education and Sports has approved and implemented a revised national academic calendar for higher education to make university academic activities more systematic, coordinated, and effective. Prepared by the University Grants Commission in consultation with universities, the integrated calendar aims to harmonize academic activities across higher education institutions and ensure the timely publication of bachelor's and master's examination results in line with the government's education reform agenda. The ministry has directed the commission to circulate the calendar to all universities for implementation. The Education, Health and Information Technology Committee of the House of Representatives yesterday continued clause-by-clause deliberation on the National Forensic Science Laboratory Establishment and Operation Bill 2081. During the meeting, lawmakers called for provisions to strengthen forensic testing, scientific research and crime classification. The committee also decided to invite a subject expert and officials from the concerned ministry for further discussions at its next meeting. The bill was passed by the upper house and is currently under consideration in the lower house. A series of high-level diplomatic meetings was held in Kathmandu yesterday, focusing on strengthening Nepal's bilateral relations with Pakistan, Saudi Arabia, Australia and the United Arab Emirates. President Ramchandra Paudil bid farewell to Pakistan's ambassador Abrar H. Hashmi and expressed confidence that Nepal-Pakistan relations would continue to grow stronger. Likewise, Speaker Dol Prasad Arial, during a meeting with Saudi Arabian Ambassador Fahad Mohammed A. Manik, said Nepal's federal parliament is keen to expand cooperation with Saudi Arabia's Shura Council through the newly formed Nepal-Saudi Arabia Parliamentary Friendship Group. Similarly, Minister for Information and Communications Dr. Bikram Timilsina and Australian Ambassador Simon Ernst discussed development partnership, media sector strengthening, digital transformation and the implementation of federalism. Likewise, Minister for Youth, Labour and Employment Ramji Yadav and UAE Ambassador Abdullah Said Mubarak Jarwan Al Samsi discussed effective implementation of bilateral labour agreements. The UAE Ambassador informed the Minister that 111 Nepali prisoners had been granted amnesty on the occasion of Eid al-Adha, for which the Minister expressed gratitude. In the meantime, the German embassy in Nepal has clarified media reports related to the passport procurement case, stating that Nepal's chargé d'affaires to Germany was invited, not summoned, to a meeting at the German Federal Foreign Office. In a statement issued on its official Facebook page, the embassy said no protest note or any other official document was handed over during the meeting and no warning was issued regarding possible consequences of the ongoing case. The embassy also reaffirmed respect for the independence of the judiciary and said it does not comment on ongoing court proceedings. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal, now onto an international news update. Iran and the United States have concluded a new round of indirect talks in Qatar without any breakthrough, although both sides described the discussions as constructive. The two-day talks focused on implementing elements of the interim agreement reached 2 weeks ago, including the resumption of maritime traffic through the Strait of Hormuz and release of frozen Iranian funds. According to mediators, discussions made positive progress on issues related to the agreement. The next round of talks is expected after the funeral of Iran's late Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, scheduled for July 9. Meanwhile, uncertainty remains over security in the Strait of Hormuz despite the partial resumption of shipping following recent military tensions in the region. Now, the weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy weather conditions across the country. There is a possibility of light to moderate rain or snowfall with thunder and lightning at a few places in the hilly and Himalayan regions, with the possibility of light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning at a few places in the Tarai of Lumbini province, at a few places in the Tarai of Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini and Sudarpashchim provinces, and at one or two places in the Tarai of Madhes and Kosi provinces. There is also a possibility of heavy rainfall at one or two places in the hilly region of Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces. The division has stated that the monsoon system has its influence over the entire country. Temperatures in the Kathmandu Valley are likely to range from 20 to 22 degrees Celsius, with daytime highs between 29 and 31 degrees Celsius today. That wraps up our news bulletin for this hour. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines. National Assembly passes resolution to combat technology-facilitated gender-based violence. Nepal calls for greater climate support, secures 1.29 billion rupees Green Climate Fund grant. Education Ministry approves integrated academic calendar for universities to streamline higher education activities. And US-Iran indirect talks in Qatar end without major breakthrough. That's all for this hour. Our next English bulletin will be at 2 p.m. You can also tune in to our on-air broadcast. And for detailed news, visit us online at radionepalonline.com or download our mobile app to listen to our bulletins anytime, anywhere. Stay tuned. Have a good day.